Hello.
Hello, my name is Natasha. I'm calling from Eagle Moss. You requested a call back.
Yes, I did. It's been going on for about three, a couple months now. I just, the last time I checked here a week ago, I finally got a notice showing that the amount of, 163 for the first 12. I was told then that that was on a Monday, and they said that you do the warehouse Tuesday and Wednesday. He said it went to the warehouse, and it was, it could go out Tuesday, but Friday for sure. Well, Friday came and gone, and it still hasn't shipped.
May I have your account number? I'll be happy to check on that shipment for you.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's the first time it's been asked for. Okay.
Well, what's your phone number if you don't have it? It's fine.
It's 92, it's 509-924-0246. I've got it on here somewhere. Oh, I got an order number.
That's fine. Will you verify your name and address?
Jerry Shaw, 8711 East Alki Avenue, Spokane Valley, 99212, Washington State.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that information.
State of
Let's see.
confusion.
Okay, I was sent to the warehouse on the 22nd. And let me see if I can get more information for you. Usually, it would ship on that Friday. So hold on just a second, and I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, this is about 10 times now. One time it was going to be there, sure. That was on the 8th, and then the 12th, and then the and it says, well, the number 3 is back ordered, so we held up the order. Well, I said, don't hold up the order, just go ahead and ship it and get me 3 when you got it in. And then that went along for a bit, and a couple other promises. Then when I called, they said, shipment 7 back ordered. And then I said, skip it. I want 12 of these at a time, because the problem, I'm 78 years old. I'd like to start, on this thing. I don't know what my shelf life is, and I don't. It'd be nice to be able to finish it. And at this rate, and if there's a, I found out there's 130, not 38, but 130 kits. That's at 12 at a time. If I got one each month, that would be damn near a year. So, and I'm investing $1,700. That's a lot of money for a little toy kit. And your product is outrageously good, but I don't understand. Well, when you're checking on this thing, could you find out what the availability is on the Jeep? I'll switch to the Jeep just so I can get to building on something. If the Jeep isn't as popular and you've got them, actually got them in stock, I'll just switch and go with the Jeep.
Okay, well, what I've done just now, I've sent over an escalation to our warehouse to make sure that the shipment did go out on yesterday, or just to follow up on the shipping.
Yeah.
And that usually does take about 24 hours for them to respond. Now, you should actually receive a confirmation with the shipment to your email.
Yeah, I'm on this thing morning, noon, and night every day. You know, and the last time I got one was on the 21st or something. It was a weird time to get. That's when they sent me how much it was going to be, $162 or whatever it was. And I was so damn excited. I thought, oh, it shipped. No, it didn't ship. That just means it went to the warehouse.
Right.
And then, you know, she said, well, if it don't go out Tuesday, it will Friday. And Friday came and gone, and well, that was only yesterday, but I thought, oh, no, nothing.
Well, I'm just, you know, with the escalation, it's going to just make sure that it did ship. It may have updated yet.
I've got a friend in Britain, and there's a cologne that I buy when I'm in Thailand that is shipped from China to Europe back to Thailand, and I have to go to Thailand to get it because, you know, they stopped shipping it from this store in Britain to the U.S. So I have him go down to the damn store and get it for me, and I understand this is out of Europe, right there in Britain or somewhere. It seems to me like it'd be a lot faster if I had him buy the things and ship them to me.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, well...
You know, I do know for sure that our staff is really limited in the warehouse because of COVID. So I know that they were behind, but they are working as soon as possible. But
oh,
I've
yeah.
escalated
well,
that
I've been
over
told,
for you.
I've been told that for over a month. You know,
well, it's been like that for a while now.
Yeah, and Christmas is over, and I know the COVID thing, but God, with all the people that are out of work, you think they could hire a few more staff. I mean, this is some big bucks. You know,
I understand, but with the warehouse, the staffing is limited because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Looks like a warehouse would be one of the safer places to work if you're going to... It sounds like you're down to a staff of less than one. So, I don't know. I'm just about to point to cancel it. I've only got $1.98 invested in it, and I had that rear bumper and the trim on that fender done in about 15 minutes. The hardest part is to put those little sticker decals, you know, the license plate things. Those things are so small, to get those on straight was a real trick. But, you know, I can't be flying off to Asia, you know, because of all this. And I really wanted to put this together at 12 a month. You know, it would, it's going to take, 10 months or so, damn near a year. And I don't know if I got that much longer. At 97, anything could happen.
Okay, I understand. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. And I'm really concerned if you're ever going to get number 3 and number 7 back in. You know, I checked on the Better Business for you guys, and you've never been, you know, severely dinged or anything, but that's a big problem. All the complaints were that they couldn't get the kits that they needed, you know, and that's sad to have such a good product, and obviously you must have a hell of a lot of people wanting these. So...
Yeah, those items are very popular, those models.
Well, when we switch to the Jeep, I would just as much like to do the Jeep. Let's send me 12 of them.
Hold on just a second for me, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.